Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5 through 10. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness," has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On the face of it, that's an expression that often surfaces in everyday conversation. Usually, when we want to propose something that really means talks about something that doesn't appear quite certain or right, we use that expression, on the face of it, which often is meant to say, well, at first glance, seemingly, based on the outward evidence, as far as I can tell, this is my impression, but initial impressions are often flat wrong. You've all heard it used in the English idiom in just that way. On the face of it, things seem to be improving. On the face of it, this project should provide a break-even return on investment within 6 months. On the face of it, the Cardinals should win the division this year. On the face of it, the guy that's asking this price for this used car is giving me a steal. On the face of it, our case before the judge is a slam dunk. He will surely rule in our favor. When someone uses the phrase, on the face of it, you'd better take a closer look at the situation. Don't be too quick to draw the easy and obvious conclusion. Pay attention to the details. Form a better picture of reality. So then, what about something like this? On the face of it, Christianity is going downhill. On the face of it, the church is failing. The devil seems to be having his way, and the world is winning. If this keeps up, we're going to shrink to nothing. On the face of it, we're doomed. Paul almost suggests as much to the saints at Corinth in the second letter. In the first, he administered a beatdown in the form of a call to repentance, letting fly with a stern sting of the law, an urgent insistence that they get rid of all their divisions, amend their sinful ways, return to the forgiveness that was already theirs in Christ Jesus. In the first letter, Paul preached Christ crucified, stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles, but for those called, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. In the first, he reminded them that this crucified Christ was theirs in the sacrament, to be received in confessional unity, order, and peace. And then in the first, Paul held out to them that which was of first importance. The resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead is their resurrection, their triumphant victory over sin, death, and Satan. And therefore, as this resurrection victory is theirs, and now yours too, dear saints, be steadfast, be immovable, be abounding in the work that God has given you to do. Now, in the second letter, Paul speaks forth comfort and consolation, genuine encouragement, constant, confident hope. On the face of it, he and those ministering at Corinth had suffered, and they continued to suffer much for the sake of the gospel, in all frailness and weakness, in likeness to fragile vessels of clay, in lowly servanthood to the treasure that they carried within, in slavery even to the very words and promises of God in Christ Jesus. Paul sets himself and every genuine preacher of God's word apart from the critics who would boast only of themselves for self-serving gain. The pastors whom God rightly calls into the office of true servanthood are to proclaim a message that is not their own, never of themselves. The business of the faithful preacher is not to draw attention to himself, but rather to focus all eyes directly on Jesus, who by his holy precious blood and innocent suffering and death is not only the center, but the entire domain. Jesus is not only the central story, he is the sum, the alpha to omega of all human history. When it comes to confident hope for eternity, Jesus alone is both the source and the goal. With all that in view, Paul is bold to assert that, on the face of it, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. On the face of it, perplexed, but not driven to despair. On the face of it, persecuted, but never abandoned or forsaken. On the face of it, struck down, but not destroyed. It is as if Paul were saying, you'd better take a closer look at this situation and all of the underlying circumstances. Don't be too quick to draw the easy and obvious conclusion. Pay attention to the details. Form a better picture of reality, and the reality is this: the light of him who called all of creation into existence from nothing, that very same light has now shone in hearts once darkened. In another place, the Apostle John would write down the inspired, immortal gospel word, pointing only at the Son of God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This is the true light that enlightens everyone, come into the world to illumine all in God's perfect righteousness, come into the world even to enliven the dead. On the face of it, we would have been doomed forever. The church would have failed long ago, and the Christian faith evaporated into hazy nothingness. But for us, and for our confession of the faith, it is no longer an unsure and tentative and a what about on the face of it. Now we see in a mirror dimly, said Paul in the first letter, but then face to face. And so the light of the gospel has shone in our hearts to give the light and the knowledge of the glory of God in the very face of Jesus Christ. The same face that was looked upon by Mary and Joseph, by the disciples and all of the crowds, the face that was transfigured in the company of Moses and Elijah, the face that peered down from a cross, the face beheld by those, the hundreds who witnessed his resurrection, seen by every saint who has gone before us in the faith, those who are ever before him in the presence of his eternal glory and the incorruptible beauty of that dwelling place of God. Take a closer look and consider that this promised reality is all yours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.